the best and the brightest.
Opportunity is the next idea.
We're going to find that these social and cultural factors really add a lot to economic growth.
The next idea gives us a space to explore ways to boost innovation and entrepreneurism in Michigan, getting businesses started, seeing them grow, and then giving a helping hand to the next entrepreneur with a dream. Andy Thomas and his Starving Artist Brewery in Ludington is a perfect example of all of this. Andy won $50,000 last year in the Momentum Business Plan competition in Mason County. And this year, Andy is mentoring the candidates and the eventual winner. Andy Thomas, welcome to The Next Idea.
Thanks for having me.
Let's start with Starving Artist Brewery. Was this a career change for you?
It was. I was a gallery owner downtown Ludington for nearly 10 years, and we were kind of deciding what we wanted to be when we grew up, and the brewery ended up kind of becoming a realistic venture after a little bit of pipe dreaming and a little bit of planning.
What drew you to the idea of a brewery, Andy?
I've always been a huge Michigan beer enthusiast and avid home brewer, and so it was one of those things that any home brewer, their dream is always to get into a brewing situation professionally. I think it's fair to say, at least.
And how long has Starving Artist been up and running?
We just celebrated our one-year anniversary, so we are brand new.
And then you got that big jump from that $50,000 prize from the competition, from the Momentum Business Plan competition. What did that mean for your company?
Wow. I really believe that it launched us 2 years into the future, overnight. And we've been going high speed ever since.
How's the business grown?
Grown in production. It grew a little bit in size. We were able to add on a little bit more space so that we would have a little bit more storage room, hopefully eventually a canning operation, that kind of thing. But it increased our production by double.
So for a fledgling business, something like this $50,000 prize is a game changer.
Oh, it's huge. I don't know many people, even big or small, that kind of money doesn't change the way you do business. Absolutely.
And here you are mentoring this year's crop of candidates in the Momentum Business Plan competition in Mason County. What does that mean? What will you be doing with them?
As far as I've been informed, you know, I'm just going to be there to kind of help them. I would say maybe say what things were great, and you know the way that the $50,000 really helps the business, and perhaps maybe ways that in hindsight we could have done it maybe a little bit differently and helped them make really, really educated decisions and make this $50,000 be the most impactful that it can be.
What do you look for when you think of someone who can take an idea, plant that seed, and make it grow into a business? What does it take to do that in your book?
You know, I think most people with the entrepreneurial spirit really do have what it takes. I think, you know, it takes passion, it takes drive, it takes commitment, maybe a little bit of crazy in a good way. But I really think that as far as somebody that I would be looking at as a candidate would be somebody who really is passionate about what they're trying to do, somebody that is willing to kind of jump off the deep end and learn to swim, you know, as they go along.
How important do you think it is for people that have launched their businesses, so entrepreneurs that are making it happen, how important is it for them to reach back and lend a helping hand to the next crop?
I feel that it is absolutely one of the most important things that somebody with experience can do. When we were starting our business at the beginning with the gallery, when we actually bought a business that was established in the 70s as a little art supply store, and when we started, we took advantage of the local chapter of SCORE. And having that feedback and that input, somebody to help you dot the I's and cross the T's, and somebody that works as an accountability partner of sorts, I think that there's a wealth of information that's more valuable than money. And so I believe that it's extremely, extremely important.
And certainly the Momentum Business Plan competition is an example of established businesses helping newcomers, in this case with this $50,000 cash prize. Can people still apply?
Yes, I believe that they're still taking applications. You can go to ludington.org/momentum to get more information. I personally believe that the mentors that come along with the package, with the board of judges and the business people that put this together, I believe that, that their input and their leadership or at least guidance is worth as much, if not more, than the prize.
Andy Thomas is the owner of Starving Artist Brewing in Ludington. And after getting that $50,000 prize in the first ever Momentum Business Plan competition in Mason County last year, Andy will be part of the process this year, mentoring this year's candidates. Andy, great energy, great ideas. Thank you so much for sharing them with us on The Next Idea.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Support for The Next Idea on Stateside comes from Michigan Economic Development Corporation, committed to marketing Michigan to drive job growth and investment in our communities. MichiganBusiness.org.